In New South Wales and even New Zealand, sex work is decriminalised and operates as a legitimate industry. But in South Australia, it's against the law. This results in a less safe environment for both workers and customers who are forced onto the streets or into risky situations. The Wire's Jack Padley reports.
South Australian Parliament will soon vote on the 13th attempt to pass changes to sex work laws. Greens MLC Tammy Franks is tabling legislation drafted by Michelle Lenzing and passed in the Legislative Council in 2018 with 13 votes to 8. The legislation was due for a vote in the House of Representatives, but stifled. Tammy Franks says she feels this piece of legislation still has a strong chance of passing.
It has the support of the sex workers themselves, which I think is a big step up on many of the other bills. It has the evidence that in New South Wales and New Zealand, this model has brought some common sense into this debate, and by treating sex work as any other industry, subject only to the laws of the land rather than specialised laws, we actually will increase health and safety and transparency for these workers.
Tammy Franks says improved legislation will result in better health and safety for both workers and clients.
One of the myths is that sex workers have sexually transmitted infections at a higher rate than the general population. The opposite is true. Their bodies are their business and they take care of them by and large, and they actually have a lesser STI rate than the general public. But it will actually enable safety, both sexual health safety for clients and sex workers alike, as well as to be in a transparent environment where you have all the protections ranging from the police, but also, you know, just to fair treatment, freedom from being blackmailed, a reduction in the stigma surrounding sex work. All of those things are better for sex workers and clients' mental and physical health.
Tammy Franks, Greens MLC of South Australia. Claire Scriven is Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Legislative Council. She says decriminalisation will create more unsafe conditions for sex workers.
What women have said is where it is decriminalised, it's no benefit at all. Now, the laws in South Australia are not good. I don't suggest for a moment that they are good in serving the needs of our community or the needs of women who are in prostitution. But to decriminalise and protect all the pimps and the brothel owners is not the answer to improving things for women.
Claire Scriven says the mental health of sex workers should be a priority and will be at risk if decriminalisation goes through.
My biggest concern is the mental health and the physical health of women who are in prostitution. They have much higher levels of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. They have much higher levels of suicide. And that's because of the nature of prostitution. It's because day after day they are being abused by men and then being told that actually, you know, you've chosen this and so you know, you've got no comeback.
Claire Scriven, Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Legislative Council. An anonymous sex worker says decriminalisation will improve our industry as conditions are currently very unsafe.
Every day you're not sure, and I think more worryingly is you're not sure what you'd do if something did happen. I've been very lucky because I know my rights. I've been involved with sex worker organising for quite a few years, and I'm very clear about what my rights are, and I'm able to advocate for myself strong and able to do that. But there are workers who are not in that position though. And even to an everyday level, though, my occupational health and safety standards are not guaranteed. I have no recourse if my boss has wanted to make me work in unsafe ways. It's about everyday health and safety as well, and not to mention the fear of police. So, I mean, more than anything, I'm scared of being arrested. You know, that's my biggest fear in terms of safety. At the moment, you've got people like street-based sex workers, and you've got the cops who are arresting them, whereas people are driving past them, throwing rocks and stuff at them. And no one's doing anything about that. And it's ridiculous, you know. Our priorities are a bit mixed up. There's actual crime going on out there and the police are spending all their time on us.
That was an anonymous sex worker ending that report by The Wire's Jack Padley.